Hey, it's Patty and Patty.
Where are you going to go?
What are you going to do?
You're watching Growing Up Italian.
Growing Up Italian.
Growing Up Italian.
Growing Up Italian podcast.
Growing Up Italian.
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 Growing Up Italian podcast.
Growing Up Italian.
Growing Up Italian.
Growing Up Italian podcast.
Growing Up Italian. Woo!
We are rolling, by the way, right now.
Okay.
Yeah, who are we today? It's a perfect transition talking about Marlon Brando to The Godfather.
Yeah, but you got to see that movie. It's a classic.
It's like really amazing.
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
You know, it's about working class people who worked on the waterfront.
On the docks.
In the docks.
You know, yeah. Longshoremen's.
But he actually plays a prize fighter.
Yeah.
In this.
That's
and
right.
Like a down on his luck prize fighter. And there's a scene where he's talking to his brother in the back of a taxi cab classic.
Oh my God.
How often do you ladies watch movies?
Oh, I watch them all the time. I watch TCM.
I love it. I'm on TCM. I got the freaking, channel 230. Turner Classic Movies. I love it.
You girls are what's that? The brand? Xfinity?
Huh?
Are you guys on cable? Like, what's...
Oh, Optimum?
Optimum?
No, she's got the cable.
I got the
YouTube
box.
TV.
Oh, okay.
I got the box. And
I'm
then
trying
I got...
to get her off that cable for years.
No, please. That's all I need. I need my TCM. I need my Andy Griffith. And I need my Channel 13.
You're a purist because...
And my History Channel. And I like the animals. I
you
like
watch
watching...
the YouTubes, right? You watch YouTubes, right?
Me, personally, I watch YouTube. But in this office, we have three TVs and they all have a cable box.
And I like watching Dr. Pohl. He's that veterinarian out in Minnesota, and I like out in Michigan, and he takes care of all the animals. I love that.
What about My 600-Pound Life? Do you guys watch that?
No, I can't watch that.
Oh, I saw them sometimes. Just like the Hoarders.
I like the Hoarders.
Makes me upset.
No, I can't.
My mama gets so upset.
It bothers me.
Kishki.
You know why? She's a Virgo. She can't watch that shit.
I can't watch it. I'm going to go inside. I'm going to go out of my mind because I got to go in and fix everything.
She's always
got to
clean this
away.
She's a real Virgo.
I'm cleaning all the time.
Well,
I'm putting everything's away and I'm throwing things out all the time, Patty.
Yeah.
I'm making things all squared and nice.
Two pieces of a pod.
No.
Patty and Patty, everybody.
Hey,
let's welcome on the show.
Hey.
Here we go.
Hey.
What are you going to do?
Where are you going to go?
What are you going to do?
Forget about
nothing.
It.
Nothing.
Nothing. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
So, telling you. Those shirts are incredible, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's beautiful, right?
I designed it.
Isn't it nice?
You designed it?
Yeah, we took this picture on the terrace.
See
and
the
then
basil?
I designed it.
Isn't that
basil
gorgeous?
Like ready to
that's
crawl.
Buzzle
of Gold.
Right
buzzle
of
Gold.
And then I put the thing up there and whatever.
Got it all there and for sale,
we
too.
We fill them out good, too,
wait,
right?
Where do you sell these shirts?
We sell them right on pattyandpatty.com. You go,
yeah,
go,
you
big
go right
merch.
There and it says
go
merch.
Go to the merch page.
And you click on it and get
and
the
t-shirts. And when you go on, there's this thing that goes bing and it's, sorry, goes bing and it says, you know, buy a t-shirt.
All right,
guys. If you want a shirt, pattyandpatty.com.
Pattyandpatty.com. Get this color.
Right? You can buy cups.
I got mugs,
underwears, sweatshirts, whatever you want.
Mudans?
The got Mudans
got
too.
Nice.
Big Mudans, small Mudans.
For men?
Yeah, of course.
Beautiful.
Check it out.
It says Patty and Patty on them?
Check it out.
On the butt
you
cheeks,
can wear Patty and Patty on your ass
you
if you want.
Walking around the beach.
Ladies. You two are like the female version of what me and Sabina are probably going to be in 20 years.
Oh, all right.
Sabi and Rocky shirts would be nice.
Yeah, right?
Let's talk about the name. Patty and Patty.
Yeah.
Oh, Patty and Patty.
Well, both named Patty.
We're both named Patty.
Are you really?
I'm Patty Martucci.
Yeah. I'm Patty Scardino.
Yeah.
Our we went to school
Patty
together.
Patty.
We're both named Patty.
Yeah.
Oh, we you guys aren't related?
No.
We know each other
best
since
friends.
First grade. We're best,
best friends.
Friends.
Yeah. She lives.
Sister Margolata's class down at the Holy Cross on 42nd Street.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we live in Hell's Kitchen. She's on the fifth floor. It's a walk up. She's on the fifth floor. I'm on the fourth floor.
Yeah. I always
now, you
go
guys
downstairs
are really
have
everything
coffee.
You post on the internet, I'm like so surprised.
Yeah.
Usually people have like a little act or something.
What do you mean?
For social media, you know, like you guys really are everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Oh, yeah, we're the real deal.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, we've been best friends for ages, right?
Yeah.
Remember you and Sister Margolata's class?
That old penguin she tore.
Remember you put that eyeshadow on and she got all pissed off?
She took the ruler. And one time she threw like a prayer book at me. Like,
almost
right
hit
past
you in
my
the head.
Yeah.
And me, I rolled up my skirts when I was, you know, when I was going to school because I didn't want, you know, I wanted a little short skirt because those damn uniforms.
I know, they'll come down to here.
She caught me one time.
Miss Margolata chased you, yeah?
Yeah, Sister Margolata. She chased me, man. Remember that?
Yeah.
She's going to tell my parents. Forget that.
Can you imagine your father?
Forget it. He would have chased me, too, with an axe.
Good old Sister Marinara.
Yeah.
Margolata. I love that.
Sister Marinara.
Margolata.
She was
Sister
amazing.
Sister Marinara.
She had the best sauce in the world.
That's right. That's right.
But back then, like, the nuns and the priests, they used to, like...
Oh, yeah. They had corporal punishment.
They gave you one. Yeah. They gave you the schaff, you know?
Yeah. Please. Absolutely.
And your parents would be okay with that?
Yeah, they were doing the same thing. Well, they didn't have a problem with it. Come on.
If you went to school and you did something wrong, it was your fault.
Yeah.
It was your fault. It ain't like today.
No. No. Oh, I'm being bullied. I'm being targeted. No.
Forget it.
It was your fault. And then you got to...
And you're going to get more when you get home. Yeah. That's it.
That's the way it was.
It was. You got more when you got home.
They just assumed that you were wrong, you know? And the nuns were always right.
There was
right.
No
the teachers
explaining.
Always right.
Nobody listened to you.
No.
You know how parents, listen, you got to listen to both sides. What both sides? There was no both sides.
My mother used to say, used to have an expression in the house, kids don't win.
That's it.
That was the expression, kids don't
win.
My
mother's was kids don't count. And that's it.
I'm the mommy, that's why.
That's it.
Where did you live?
Because I
grow
said
up?
So.
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's
Kitchen.
Really?
Right there.
Yeah. I thought you were like Brooklyn.
No, still Hell's Kitchen because my,
right,
you know,
die hard
when
Hell's
our parents
Kitchen.
When we were young, Hell's Kitchen was still a lot of Italians.
Yeah,
like
really?
Even
Italians.
In the West 30s there. In fact, I think in The Godfather, I always thought, like, until I read the book, I always thought that they were in the village, but I think they were actually in Hell's Kitchen.
I think so,
when Vito came over.
I think so, too.
Because that was all real Italian enclave, Italian and Irish.
Yeah.
Rock, do you know anything about Hell's Kitchen?
Not one thing.
It was all Italians.
Yeah, it was.
You know,
where is Hell's Kitchen? Like, tell us a cooking show.
Landmark
that's right. It's like from 59th Street and 8th Avenue, 9th Avenue, 10th Avenue, all the way down to the 30s.
To 34.
So like Midtown, above Midtown, right?
Yeah, it's it is
west
Midtown,
side.
But it's west. It's like west of Times Square.
8th,
so you guys
9th,
are closer
10th,
to Jersey.
11.
Well, no, I mean, we're closer to Times Square.
Yeah, we're closer to Times Square. Jersey.
But like from 8th Avenue.
You're on the Jersey side of the water, not Brooklyn.
Correct.
In other words.
Yeah, you're closer to the Hudson River.
You're closer to the Hudson. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're on all the way on the west side.
Yeah, yeah.
But we had all that. What's that? What's the name of that store? Mazzarelli's or... Mazzarelli's with the
closed
store.
Yeah.
They closed.
Well,
Esposito's
bookstore's still there.
That's
There's
still
some
there.
Great places in the west 30s that are
we
still
get our
authentic.
Sausage there. It's the best sausage
Esposito's
in town.
Esposito's bookstore. There's...
like dried sausage or like...
Oh, they got
everything you want.
Yeah.
The real
brajol,
good sausage to
they
cook.
Got the mozzarella, everything.
And they got chickens that they kill fresh, right? Mm, they always got fresh chickens hanging
to
up.
To this day?
Yeah.
Live poultry?
Esposito's.
No, they don't have live.
No,
they
not
can't
live,
kill
but
it
they
there.
Kill them, they hang them up. They got, it's fresh, let me tell
Those
you.
Those aren't good for chicken cutlets, though.
Well, maybe
the live chickens.
Chicken. Maybe if it's soup.
For
no,
soup.
They don't keep live chickens. You
no,
can't
they
do
don't
that
got
no
live
more.
Chickens. They got the chicken, the
fowl.
Well,
I mean, everything
you know,
has
what I'm saying is the
fresh.
Whole chicken,
yeah.
When you get it uncooked, is not good for chicken cutlets.
No, you got to do the chicken cutlets.
Yeah, you got to get that.
And then put it in.
Yeah.
You look like you make a good chicken soup, though.
I do.
So do I.
I got good fowl, remember? Mm. I get good fowl from Esposito's. And I make with the little meatballs. And I put the egg. And I put the escarole in there.
Yeah.
And I make
what
is
that?
It's good.
I make the chicorine soup. I make with the pastine and the little baby meatballs like my grandma used
like
to
wedding
make.
Soup,
yeah.
Right?
You
wedding
know what
soup?
I can't stand,
Rock,
Patty?
Lift it up
I can't stand when people make chicken soup and they don't skewmaw the soup. You know when they skewmaw the soup?
Yeah.
They,
what does
they
your
make,
skewmaw
all right,
the soup?
I'll tell you what
Get
that
the
means.
Chicken fat off.
You got it. When you're boiling in it and all that crap comes up, all that
yeah,
brown
that,
foam.
Like, that stuff around
you're talking
the,
about
and
the
And
hash?
Then people throw in their chicory and they throw in the escarole and the eggs. All in that crap over there. You got to take that
you gotta skim
spoon
it.
And you got to skewmaw. You got to skim it. That's right. And you got to take that off. And it takes an hour.
How do you spell skewmaw?
S-C-H-U-M-A. Skewmaw. Yeah. Because I'll tell you something. My mother taught me how to make good soup. Because you got to take your time. Mm. It takes time to cook.
And also, I always cook the chicken soup with on the bone. I cook
That's
the chicken
right.
parts on the bone. Because the bone, the proteins in it breaks down.
That's
and
right.
And that adds flavor. I mean, you can put chicken cutlets in there too, but you ain't gonna get the same flavor.
No, I can't put chicken cutlets in.
Sometimes I put chicken cutlets in to just have them, and then I'll make them like a chicken salad with them.
Yeah,
but I don't make that for the soup. But then, I put the chicken.
But then you take
in.
The chicken out.
You take the chicken out.
You take it off the bone.
Take it off the bone. Put it in a plate. You could put it back in or chop it up, but you put it in a plate. Whatever you want to do. But the bone soup is good for people who are sick too.
Yeah.
If they say you're sick, you have bone soup.
Bone marrow?
The bone broth. Like today, all of a sudden, all the hipsters and the yuppies are going on about, bone broth, like it's this new thing.
Yeah.
We've been drinking it for years. The Chinese have been doing that, recommending that for 2,000 years.
The Italians, and when you put the beef bone
like
in there,
it's
bone
thing.
Soup.
They just came up with it. Oh, I put bones in the soup.
You go on the internet now. Oh, you got to have bone soup if
bone
you don't feel good.
That's
friggin'
the big
chicken
thing.
Soup. That's what you put in. What are you going to put in? You put in
broth.
A chicken with the bone.
Yeah.
All the fitness freaks now
exactly.
8 ounces of bone
broth. It's like
bone
they
broth.
Discovered it. Please.
Hey.
Please.
Speaking of hipsters.
Yeah. That was like pan e pomodoro, right?
Yeah,
bread
exactly.
and tomatoes. Bruschetta.
Yeah.
Please. I was eating that since I was two.
Yeah, right?
Chop up the tomatoes, squish it on there, put the olive oil.
That's it. The most simple ingredient stays
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to lie. When I knew you guys were coming at 6:30, I headed downstairs 15 minutes early because I didn't have your numbers. And the way we've been communicating, got to be honest, I feel like it was a little weird because it was like through Instagram. And
well, that's what we told you to contact us, and that's why I gave you my phone number.
I just felt like I didn't want it to be awkward, so I wanted to make sure I was outside and saw you guys.
Oh, of course. Right.
So then I see you guys from two blocks away.
Thank you for hosting us. That's
of
really
course,
awesome.
Of course. But what I'm saying is,
a song week
I noticed
later,
you were like looking at all these stores as you were coming up.
Yeah,
like you
I love it.
And you were talking about it for like a minute and then walk another like 100 feet, stop, talk about a minute. Then I noticed the thrift store. You guys stopped at.
That's what
guys,
I love.
You
we,
like
he
that?
He loves thrift stores, and I do
really?
Too, in garage sales.
We didn't
want to
be
out
late,
town.
You know, but otherwise we would have made a little dash in
I
there.
I wanted to stop in.
But
I,
you got
to
try
like,
stuff on, you know.
And I like straw bags. I saw a straw bag in the window. How many straw bags do I have?
Yeah, she needs another straw bag. Like, she needs three.
My closet's stuffed with straw bags.
Yeah.
I love it, though.
So we're
going to make us a sandwich later, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God,
what's the perfect sandwich?
My God.
Oh, what do you got?
Gabagol, prosciutto, all that stuff.
Yeah?
So good.
I thought, like you got any broccoli rabe?
Yeah.
Yeah, like some broccoli rabe and mozzarella
like
something.
Yeah, sure.
With the cold cuts? The broccoli rabe with the cold cuts?
No, I'm not big on that, but not the cold cuts.
I'll make up my mind.
Like
I got to
see
what I got the woolly
for. Yeah, what do you got the woolly
for?
We
got
to rewind for a second.
Yeah.
So growing up.
Yeah.
You grew up on 42nd Street?
No. 46.
We went to school.
They went to school for us. Okay. Holy Cross.
Yeah. So your whole lives, all you know is that area?
That's it. 9th Avenue, 46, over there.
Well,
10th
we leave
Avenue.
The house sometimes.
No,
I know.
But that's where we went.
I'm
we
just
stayed
saying,
in the
born
neighborhood.
Born and raised and stayed there.
Yes,
yeah,
we
pretty
did.
Much, yeah.
Yeah, right in the same building.
Just, you know.
Would you ever leave?
Why the hell would we
where
leave?
Where are we going, Patty?
We got, I mean, we live
who's
in Midtown Manhattan.
Now?
Why would you want to leave that? You can walk to all the theaters. You can walk
and
to
Carnegie
Hall. And
where are we
going
to go with all the rents?
Yeah,
we
got,
can't
we
go
got
nowhere.
Rent stabilization and all and stuff.
Yeah, we can't go
but,
nowhere.
Yeah, we got, I mean, you walk out your apartment, you got everything right there. It's so
you know,
exciting.
I go do my shopping. We go to Esposito's. We hang out.
You
we
walk
go
in
to
the park.
Things.
You see people playing the sax and stuff
that's
like
it.
That. I mean, there's always something going on.
9th Avenue Street Festival. I love that.
There's always something going on.
Get your
you know?
Sausage and peppers. We get our, you know, we go down buy some earrings. You know, I love that festival.
Yeah.
Patty, I gotta be honest. I love this Patty.
Which one?
Yeah.
Which one?
So how do we differentiate which Patty's which? Would you say Patty M?
Yeah, I'm Patty M.
She's Patty.
Patty
S.
Patty M.
Patty S. So Scottino. Patty M. I want to say that you have the most incredible bun I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Thank you very much.
It reminds me of a little bit like the Goodfellas scene when it was hiding the diamonds and the bun.
I really know how to get it up, right?
Yeah.
And look at this. And look at this barrette. This, I'm going to tell you something. How many men have talked to me because of this barrette?
They stop her on the
street. This is a conversation piece.
It is.
So wait, are we, Patty M and Patty S, are we single ladies?
Yeah, I'm divorced.
Yeah, nice. Please. I had a lot of boyfriends, but, you know, nothing worked out. That friggin' Enzo, that's the last one, and that's it. And she wants me to date.
Yeah.
Date who?
Why don't we make you a nice Tinder profile?
Please.
Yeah.
You guys are lit. You could probably get on Raya.
Raya, what
What's
the hell
that?
Is that?
It's like dating for celebrities. It's like a dating app for celebrities.
What?
Really?
On Raya?
Yeah, Raya.
And what do?
Another celebrity? And what's the definition of a celebrity?
You just basically talk to, you know, nice, handsome fellas.
Oh, yeah?
They're all verified on Instagram, you know?
Daniel Craig?
Maybe.
I like him. I like James Bond.
So tell us a little bit about him. Tell us a little bit about, like, compliments you got on the bun, because I kind of...
Well, they asked me where I got my barrette. They said, I like your barrette. I said, I got it at Rite Aid. And then we start talking. Mm. And that's a nice thing. People stop me all the time.
Yeah.
I got this years ago.
That is a nice thing.
I don't know what I would do if I ever lost it, Patty.
Yeah, I know.
You can't find something like this.
No, you can't. You can't find that.
It's hard to find Rite Aids.
Now, Patty S., you just accepted that that's Patty M.'s trademark. You know, you went a little... different route, or
well, yeah. I mean, you know, I got my own thing going on. I got my spit curls.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah, you know how you do them? Yeah. Spit.
That's it.
Like spit. That's what you do. Yeah. You spit, and you go like that, and you twirl, and that's all.
Sometimes you put scotch tape on them at night. To
keep them.
So, how's the dating scene?
Yeah, well, Ugats is the dating scene. Please.
Remember Fred and Mike that we met at that bar?
I had to drag her out. She was kicking and screaming. I said, let's get dressed up, go to a bar. We look good.
You guys look fantastic.
I put on my zebra.
And I had my leopard.
We look mob really nice.
Mob wife aesthetic. How you doing?
We look beautiful.
What mob wife? That was the 80s. That's the way we dressed.
Yeah, that's the way we dressed.
Bullshit.
Went out.
What, you got a baby bottle? You got a baby bottle?
No, this is a throat coat tea to keep my
Her throat coated. Her throat coated.
So, anyway.
I respect that.
Yeah, we went out, right? Yeah. And these two guys, they started coming up to us.
Yeah.
Mike and Fred. Fred like me. No, Mike like me.
Mike like you.
And Fred like you.
Fred really liked me.
Mod on. Mike was a fireman. Around,
yeah.
Mike was a fireman.
And what was Fred?
He was cute. Fred, he used to install linoleum. That's what he did. He installed linoleum.
What's linoleum? Yeah.
Linoleum, you know, on the floor.
On the floors.
So, like the kitchen floors.
What you had on the kitchen floors that's when you're growing up.
Yeah.
So it didn't work out with them?
Well, you know, I
went out with Mike. But then I found out Mike had a wife.
Me.
She wanted you as a Beaumont?
She chased me. Let me tell you, I don't even like to think about it because I get so scared. I freak out. She chased me down the street with an axe.
Yeah.
On my own.
What was her name?
Orlean?
She had blonde hair, tight jeans, the blonde hair with the ponytail over here. She had a big friggin' axe.
I thought you were going to say booty. Mm.
And I said, yeah, who wants to know? She took out that friggin' axe. She was chasing me down 9th Avenue.
Yeah.
I got scared to death.
Was that embarrassing for you?
Embarrassing. I was scared to death. I was going to lose my life.
Yeah.
I was going to get it in the neck.
Yeah.
I said, no more. That's it. I ain't going out.
Would you top out at like 7 miles an hour?
I was running, boy. Let me tell you. I had on my,
shoes?
My loafers here, my sass loafers. And I was running.
I saw something on Instagram recently where it was like one of those memes where unacceptable places to be taken on a date. Mm. Do you feel going for coffee is not a date?
I think it's a meeting. You like to just meet and greet.
Yeah.
But if that's the date, I don't know.
You're going to take me out for coffee every time. I mean, where's this going?
Yeah. You know. I can see if it's during the day.
So the first day, what's the perfect first date?
A drink at a nice place.
Yeah.
A nice restaurant. Like maybe the bar of a nice restaurant or a nice bar that's not
something
too loud.
Something nice.
You know, if it's too loud, then you can't talk.
Yeah.
Like even somewhere it's hard to get
pizza. But don't take me to freaking Applebee's or something. Yeah. You know,
Delizia Pizza, they always have a nice room in the back.
Yeah.
They have a nice place. You can have dinner. You can have a drink. You go to Delizia Pizza. You feel like you went out.
Mm.
Okay, so pizza is a good first date spot.
Yeah, well, to have the restaurant in the back. You can have nice lentil soup.
Not that you're going for a slice or something.
You can get a chicken parm.
Chicken parmesan, you can get a nice lemon, filet of lemon, the sole, you know? Yeah.
So, pizzeria, but chicken parm in the back.
Well, like, if it's already, yeah, if it's like
a pizza restaurant.
If it's got a restaurant in the back, not the kind of place you're going to go get a slice.
Yeah, not just a slice, a date. You're going to take me out, give me something, get a nice appetizer.
They got to have seafood.
Seafood, your little calamari appetizer, you know? Then I'll have a dinner, chicken parm with some spaghetti and a salad. And I'm not sharing no dessert with nobody.
You order your own dessert.
I like sharing a dessert.
That's nice if you get two with different desserts.
But not with the date.
I like sharing a dessert.
No, I'm eating my own.
I feel like that's bonding. Like,
yeah, you can bond later on. I'm getting my own dessert. I ain't sharing no apple crisp with nobody.
She's being a Virgo.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, no, I want my own dessert.
Well, so, I want my own spoon.
So you're not going to touch like their dessert then?
No, because I feel like that's cheap. Are we going to share dessert? Forget it. Maybe after, you know, we're going out now, then I'll share dessert. But you taking me out on a few dates to start out with, I want my own dessert.
I didn't know
see, I don't
serious.
Mind sharing dessert, but I don't want to share the fork.
No.
You know, forget I want my own fork and, you know.
Forget it.
Whatever. Yeah. But, yeah, I think that's right. Kind of sexy.
Yeah, you like that,
dessert.
Patty? All right.
Yeah, you know.
All right.
It's different. You know,
you can get your little, tiramisu.
Like you said, it's a little bit of a bonding
hang
thing.
Out.
A little tiramisu, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
Tiramisu and hang out.
But, tiramisu you know. And chill.
Yeah.
Tiramisu means pull me up. That's what it means. Tiramisu. Pull me up.
Yeah.
That's right.
Pull me up.
Pull me up.
Well, I got to give you two a lot of credit because the first time I met you was at, and I knew you beforehand. Like, you guys are all over the internet. But the point I'm trying to make is I saw you at the Sushi Mango concert, which
we had so much fun.
Amazing. Yeah,
yeah,
backstage.
Was really,
with
oh my such God. Lovely guys, weren't
they're
they?
They're so
really
cute.
I gotta be honest.
She had a thing.
That cute one with the beard.
With the beard.
Yeah. My God.
Andrew?
It was so Andrew. Yeah. So cute. He looks like Daniel Craig.
You notice that he's laughing over there because his name is Andrew, too.
Yeah.
As a compliment.
Yeah, I liked him.
You like
it's like James Bond.
Oh, please. Oh, my God. He drove me like crazy. That accent. Sexy. Come on.
Just like Hugh Jackman. My
God.
But drives you nuts from,
that's his thumb
from Australia.
Yeah. I got to be honest. When you guys came to the show, you took over. Like, everybody, all the attention went to you ladies.
Oh, you're my kidding. God.
Really? Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Everybody was stopping
tell
to take pictures
more.
With you.
Tell us more.
Is that not true?
Well,
they
honestly,
did, we weren't
but from
really
your
aware
perspective,
really?
We
want to
hear about
no,
it.
No, well, tell us. We need our ego stroked here. What? Tell
us. I felt like the, I felt like the Beatles walked in or something.
Oh, my God. Patty.
No, yeah, you were,
no, I'm
really?
Serious.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Sure.
I'm serious. Because everybody was stopping to take pictures, and then they went
people
from
were
you guys
pointing
to Sushi Mango. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's wild.
See, you know, it's funny because when we're there, you know, you're in the whole thing. You're not really.
Yeah, you don't take it in.
But not, you don't take it in.
What your perspective telling us
it
now, that's
fast.
Pretty good. Yeah,
yeah.
That's nice.
So what I was trying to tell you is the way you two move, you know, it's just amazing seeing that you have an actual social media person. You have somebody who's behind the camera recording you at all times. It's like, to think that like that at your point in your life, that's amazing.
Thank
you.
You.
I mean?
Yeah,
like that,
thanks.
Rocco, like what, I guess what, like what we're both trying to say is that like you're moving like, Top people are moving. Like you have someone handling your stuff for you. Like,
well, we do have
thank
a wonderful
we do. She's fabulous.
Social media person, Chloe.
She's fabulous, Chloe.
Yeah.
And you know, really, when you're doing something like that, when you're going to town hall to see Sushi Mango, you don't want to have to be dealing with your tripods and selfies and sticks
just,
and everything. So you know, she did everything for us, so we could just do what we have
you
to do.
You guys just gotta be yourselves.
Yeah, we
exactly.
be Patty and Patty.
How does it feel when people stop you to take pictures?
Feels great.
It's
I love it.
Oh, are you kidding me?
We love
when we
our
went
fans.
To San Gennaro Festival.
Oh.
Model.
That lady, when we came out of the subway,
we,
she was screaming.
We were walking up the subway stairs. Yeah. I swear to God, we didn't even get on the freaking street. When Grand Street, when you get off in Little Italy.
Yeah.
And she was like, Patty and Patty.
She was screaming, I got to get a picture.
And
we took a video
out.
With her.
And
she was so nice.
The previous year, we went down during the day. Because we know Danny on the corner. He's a Zeppeli guy.
He's
a sweetheart.
Best.
The best
so
Zeppelis
nice.
Down there.
What's
him
the name
and his
wife?
Danny on the corner. That's what it's called.
Him and his wife.
And he's on the corner of Grand Street and Mulberry, right?
Yeah,
the
Danny
on
best Zeppelis.
That's where our stand is.
Yeah.
It's the great.
You got to try his Zeppelis.
He's
got the
really
same
good.
Pots from his grandfather. They're like 80 years old.
Yeah, they're all
pots,
like really, really, you know, seasoned from doing all the Zeppelis from his grandfather.
So we went down there. He had a Zeppeli eating contest. So we were kind of
co-hosting
it.
Yeah. Oh.
And anyway, we had a fan who actually sought us out. He said, I saw that you posted you were going to be down here. And I said, let me come down.
And
this
he came
young guy,
down. Really nice
young guy,
guy.
Like in his 20s.
That.
Yeah, and he came
pictures,
down, he took
yeah.
pictures with us. He goes, I heard you were going to be down there. I saw it on the internet, and we came down.
But being great. From Manhattan, do you think Manhattan Italians are the best?
Or New Yorkers are the best.
New Yorkers are the best.
New Yorkers are the best.
What's better than New York?
I feel like,
come on.
What's better than New York?
Me and Rocco are from here. We're from
Brooklyn.
Hashtag
I love New York.
I feel like Brooklyn Italians are the best.
Wow.
Well, New Yorkers are the best. I mean, you know, Brooklyn, everybody, Staten Island, New York. I mean, I got Island, relatives
from
Brooklyn.
I got relatives from Queens, the Bronx.
I got people in the Bronx. I got people in Staten Island. But, you know.
There ain't no place like
Queens.
New York.
I got people in Queens. But this is New York.
New York is the greatest city in the world. You know? Even just, you walk out the subway over here and on Graham Avenue and just walking down the street and it was like, the old and the new.
Yeah, you got the pork store, the old rows of houses.
Those old row houses. And you see the new places. Construction. And it's just always changing, always evolving.
It's great.
It's New York is its own entity.
And what I love about, like, you know, Brooklyn, Staten Island, the Bronx, Queens, New York, everybody's, like, each part of New York City has their own personality.
Yeah, and there's always something new to discover.
You can't say who's better than anybody else. It's just everybody's beautiful in that sense because everybody brings a special flavor to be an Italian from different areas.
Not only Italians. I mean, New York in general. I mean, I go out to the Rockaways and I got off the subway once or I was going past and I'm smelling this great smell. And it was this jerk chicken stand.
On Rockaway.
Oh, man. I had to stop. And for $10, you could get like a gavoon portion of jerk chicken.
With the rice and everything else.
Pigeon peas and everything. It was so freaking good. You know, just stuff like that, you know, out of the blue. It's like, what the hell is that? Oh. And of course, you got to go in. And as a New Yorker, you taste it. See, people from the parts, we go, oh, I'm not going in.
I'm not good. I go in.
I go right in, man. Right. I don't care.
You guys like going to the beach?
Oh, I love it. Ever since I was a kid.
Please.
What's the nicest beach in New York?
I love the Rockaways.
The Rockaways is nice.
Coney Island?
Yeah.
Did you go in the water in Coney Island or no?
Yeah. But I just like the vibe at the Rockaways. And I like Brighton Beach too. I like shopping in Brighton Beach. It's fun.
That's nice.
And that's like a part of Brooklyn that hasn't changed.
Yeah. My father used to take us. We used to drive all the way the hell out. We used to go to the beach near Westport, Sherwood Island. That's where all the Italians went. And we used to get there at 7 o'clock in the morning and we put all the tables together and because we had to eat. And we'd have breakfast and then we take out the spaghetti and the bragiole and the meatballs. And then you go in the water, you get yelled at because you just went in the water, you wait an hour, and then you have to come back and eat again. You never got in the water.
Wait an hour, yeah.
That was my beach.
It's ridiculous. Like, that's such an old wife.
You're going to get cramps.
You're going to drown.
And you got to come back and eat again. And you got to eat before you go home. But I'm telling you, we used to leave. We used to leave 5 o'clock in the morning to get there.
Italians are the only people that talk about what they're going to eat at lunch, at breakfast.
Everything. Yeah,
absolutely.
Everything's about the next meal.
Bacon and eggs. Yeah. Sausage, the Italian bread, and then we got ready for lunch on the beach. We used to come home. My stomach was out like this. Please.
You know, it's incredible. It's like how our lives revolve.
Dessert, coffee, everything. The whole nine yards.
So a question I have for both of you now is what were you two doing before all this?
What do you mean?
So, like, social media, when did that become a thing for you, and what were you doing before that?
Well,
how did Patty and Patty happen?
Well, I'll tell you how it happened.
You tell them.
I'll tell you a little bit, and then she's going to tell you the rest.
Okay.
So we were doing Off-Broadway.
Yeah, we were.
We're sitting in the dressing room, and I wrote a one-act play called Patty and Patty, A Conversation.
Yeah.
Mm. And so I had written it, and I turned to
Marilyn.
Yes.
And I said to her, you take it from there.
Well, of course, Italians being really superstitious, you never talk about anything, but she turns to me in the dressing room.
Yeah, we don't want
to
get the mollock.
She's like, look, I wrote something for us. Don't say nothing, you know? And so I said, all right. And so I read it. She came over to my apartment. I read it. I said, this is hysterical. So we did it at another Off-Broadway venue. We did it at, it was called the Shortened Attention Span Festival. It was a series of one-acts.
Down on McDougal Street.
Oh, wow.
And anyway, we did it as part of this one-act festival. People were roaring. They were screaming.
It's really good, guys.
They were screaming. And it wasn't, I mean, to Anita's credit, it was really funny, but it was also very three-dimensional.
It was more poignant. About times changing in our building, in our lives.
Still funny. And I truly believe that's why Patty and Patty are successful. It's because it's three-dimensional.
It's very relatable.
It's not just three-dimensional.
We all know a Patty.
We hope to.
We want to touch people from our message, you know, that things do change. And the old, if can slip away easily, and there's fear there. There's some fear there,
too.
And
it's like there's a part of, I think, what people are attracted to as well. There's a part of that part of Italian culture that's sort of soon disappearing, that still remembers the old ways.
Right.
You know, and I think you guys probably grew up in a very traditional Italian family. So you know what we're talking about. You had aunts like Patty and Patty. Yeah. You know. But a lot of kids, if they're growing up in the suburbs, they don't really know
that. They don't know it. And each generation gets farther and farther away. And then you think, what's going to happen when all this is lost?
Mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, being from a neighborhood.
Yes, yes. You know,
people
that
have to drive down a driveway and don't see anybody.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
They don't have the same thing as just like stepping outside and seeing people know.
Yeah, I mean, when you were kids, you probably played stickball in the street and stuff like that, and pick up basketball games and stuff.
But even if you grow up outside New York,
you know where I can get a fresh quality pizza with the freshest ingredients? I'm talking like homemade dough, pecorino romano grated in-house.
Of course.
Where?
Cuz Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza and Wings. That coal fire is at the heart of who they are.
Oh, they're that spot that's located all in the Northeast, and they have a bunch in Florida, right?
Yep.
Man, I love when you have a good recommendation for once.
Crispy, crunchy, savory, and sweet. Order what you want on Uber Eats.
Listen, guys, from now to the end of the year, December 31st, on the Uber Eats app, you go to Anthony and Son Panini shop, and you get a nice $25 off.
When you use the code Panini.
Got to use the code Panini.
Terms apply. See app for details. We're very excited to announce a long-term partnership with DeSoto Gastronomia out from Australia. These guys got a really, really interesting restaurant concept where all their profits go to all these Italian charities.
DeSoto has a very interesting story. So they're first-generation Italian-Australians.
They're basically us in Australia.
DeSoto was created in their parents' and grandparents' honor so that they can pay their legacy forward. 100% of their proceeds goes to people in need, charities, and the arts.
DeSoto will be supporting us this year, so you know the content's going to be even better.
Bro, and who knows? Maybe at some point we're going to have to take a trip down under, huh?
I was always curious how the Italian Australians made food.
It's time we find out.
If you have a real Italian family, and Italians, when they came to America, they moved near each other. So if you lived in a small town, all the Italians moved on that block. Yeah. Your grandmother, your grandfather, everybody lived together, or they lived in the house next door, and then your aunt and uncle, and then your cousins. So you grew up. But today it's not like that. Mm. You know, so you had a close-knit community, and you had to go see your grandmother on Sundays, and you had to be home when people came to
lived
see
with
you.
Us.
You had to
My
eat Sunday dinners. Yeah. How many people have to sit down and eat Sunday dinners at 12 o'clock?
Yeah.
You know, I got this if I, you know, you weren't.
I remember my grandmother making the meatballs on Sunday, and you went to Mass. And, you know, you snuck a meatball, but you weren't supposed to do that before communion,
before communion, no
but
way.
But the best part is you took a piece of the bread and you dipped it in the salt and you ate it like over the pot. What's
so
better
good.
Than that when it was still cooking on
Love
the stove
it.
And you sneaked it, you know?
So or the guys, fried meatballs when they come out of the thing, my mother would fry it and say, Mom, give me a meatball before
you fried meatballs.
Nice crunchy,
Yeah.
So good. Oh, right in the olive oil. They fry it right in the olive oil.
Well, I'm getting
ooey now, right? Would you say that you are very proud of your Italian heritage?
Yes, I am.
Very much so.
When I was younger, I have to say, I don't really want to say I was embarrassed by it, but, you know, like embarrassed by the stereotypes of it. Mm-hmm. But now as I'm older, I'm very appreciative of it, and I am very proud to be an Italian-American. And I think Italian-Americans came from nothing and suffered quite a bit, and that's been forgotten in this country. I mean, people...
Because
people were treated like the dirt on people's
Suit. We were bullied and everything. Yeah.
My father told me he would go to apply for a job and there'd be a sign on the door saying WASP only need apply.
Yeah.
That's
you know, the names. Yeah.
It's true.
We get
people act like it never happened because I think we got absorbed into, we worked hard, we got absorbed into the middle class.
And you come and you move up.
And it's not really
and
like
then
that
it's
anymore.
Not like that anymore.
You know,
and the next group of people move in, you know, it's.
But back in my father's generation, I mean.
It was hard.
If you got a job, get a job with the post office, get a job with a pension.
Union.
Get a union job or something.
You know, my father,
you get a pension.
Yeah, my father was a steam fitter, but he used to say, go on the job, and he didn't like Italian jokes, my father, because he said people used to, you know, say stuff
to
him because he was Italian.
No, back then there weren't jokes.
But they used to say things about the Italians, and he didn't like it on the job, you know.
Yeah.
He was a plumber steam fitter, and he would, you know, he would hear that with the
guys. Are you first generation, both of you?
I'm first generation.
I'm second generation. My grandfather, I never met either of my grandfathers, but my grandfather came over here, I think, and I can't remember if it was 1916 or he was 16 when he came over.
Gotcha.
And he earned his citizenship by serving in the United States Army. in World War One.
Right.
Yeah. And then when he came back, I think he worked in a factory his whole life.
Yeah.
You know, he was came from body, and I'm sure he came over in steerage from escaping crushing poverty absolutely. Like people do now. Like
absolutely.
People, yeah. Yeah, like people do now. Like, you know, like but they're coming via plane now. But
my grandfather came over when he was 15 through Ellis Island, and he went to visit his relatives in, we had relatives in Massachusetts, and then he went back, and he came back when he was 18, and he worked on the Bear Mountain Bridge.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Upstate.
Yeah. And he lived, and he went to, he lived on Canal Street. He would take the train up. They probably lived in some hovel of an apartment, you know, a bunch of guys, and he'd come up and work on the bridge.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's Italians, a fantastic bridge. We're always in construction. I mean, Italians.
Yeah. Always in construction.
And the Irish, we built New York, you know.
So me and Rocco, we've been doing this for 6 years, right? And I feel everything we do with good intentions to promote the Italian culture.
Yeah.
And we'll get a lot of comments that we're not Italian. So my question to you
for God's sake.
Is do you guys get questions like or comments that you're not Italian?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Or you know, that we're not you're not really Italian. Well then what are we?
Where would we get our material from? It's not like we took it and we memorized it. I mean you have to be Italian to be able to do Italian.
I think
and talk
what a lot
Italian.
Of people don't understand.
You could play Italian if you're not Italian.
Well, I mean there's Italian
as
Italian American. Yeah. We're Italian American.
Well,
but
we're
her
Italian
family was
right. My family, I mean, we still make tomatoes in the garage and all that stuff.
That's how our family is.
Yeah, and I like to carry the tradition. So my cousins do the tomatoes. I go with my cousins and do the tomatoes now.
Awesome. Yeah.
And I still make all the, you know, the different Italian recipes. I still do, you know, I still really do that. I want to keep it alive.
Yeah. Well, the point I'm trying to make is a lot in America, there's so many immigrants, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So naturally, when somebody says, what are you? You're not going to say American. You're going to say, I'm
Italian. American. Yeah, yeah. I'm Italian.
Right? Exactly. You can say Italian or Italian American because naturally you belong somewhere.
Yes.
You're not going to say American.
We come from somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, when people say, I say I'm Italian, they already know I'm American, but sometimes they say Italian American. It's in Italy, you know, when they ask you, you know, I say, Ito l'Americana because I was born here, but my parents were born in Abruzzo. So. Right.
So wait, so you're Barese and you're
half Barese, half Abruzzese.
Okay, and you're Abruzzese.
But my grandmother, the Nabilidan side, came over here a lot earlier. I think my grandmother was born here, and I think her mother was born here. I think on Mulberry Street. Wow. I don't think she ever spoke English, but yeah, she was actually born on Mulberry Street.
Wow,
Little Italy. Yeah.
That's great.
And then they moved up to the Bronx, and my great grandmother was born in Little Italy. My grandmother was born up in the Bronx, and my father.
I love the Bronx.
Yeah, the Bronx is great. Arthur
there's
Avenue.
So many pockets in the Bronx.
Arthur Avenue, yeah.
And it's changing, it's shifting, but there's still that pocket of Italians up there with the stores.
I honestly think that Little Italy is more authentic than Little Italy in
that's a lot of people.
It is. Yeah. I think you're right.
Mulberry Street?
Yeah.
Hopefully what we have going could give a little spark there.
I hope so.
Yeah.
You know what I used to love
to have
on
you
Mulberry
visit
Street? Yes, we'd love that. I used to love those stores that you bought all
the Italian
tchotchkes.
Stuff. Yeah, they
you
closed.
Know, and there was that lady
Ernie
who was
Rossi now.
There was that Sigilian lady. I used to buy all the tchotchkes and the tapes and the CDs from her and the magazines. And then there was the other guy across the street.
He was
yeah, and they used to say things to each other. But you know,
but they used to compete with each other.
Yeah, they used to compete with each other.
I walked into the other one, the guy who was having some screaming fight on the phone with somebody. Yeah, and trying to pay for my T-shirt.
Right,
you know?
Right. They used to compete with each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Competition's good though. Sometimes.
Yeah.
It is.
It brings out the best in you.
It is. Yeah. But it was fun. I used to go there, and I used to go to her store, and then he used to talk about him, and I used to go in there, and talk about La Signora.
He's not good.
No, he doesn't have anything. I got it over here, and then she go over there. Oh, she's...
How much she has it for? You pay cheaper here.
Exactly.
Take $5
it's
off.
All the time. Exactly. It's all the time, right.
So before Patty and Patty, we were talking before that you guys actually had an interesting role in an iconic Italian-American show.
Yes.
Can we talk about that a little
sure,
bit?
Sure, sure. The Sopranos.
Yes.
We're going to fact check you because we've had people on the podcast before said they were stand-ins for AJ and that they knew James.
My character's Mary in the last episode. I played Bobby Bacala's sister, but unfortunately I got cut.
Bobby Bacala's sister.
Yeah, and then I in the very last scene, it's hard, you can't see me, but I'm holding a plate up in the funeral. I'm holding a plate. The end of the line. So I had a line. You
what
know?
Episode was but that?
It remember? Was the last episode.
Very last episode.
Last episode.
Okay. And... Patty
I was in
you?
The fourth season. I played a friend of Carmela's, Darlene, And I was a real estate agent, and I was one who sold Furio's house. So I was with her when she found out that Furio
Yo,
was
Rock, we literally got to dig up these parts of these episodes.
Yeah, no, yeah, you can go on my website and see it. I mean, yeah? You can go. Oh, yeah, you can go on MarilynMedeiros.com. You see my whole reel is there. So I've done that. Law and Order, Nurse Jackie, amazing. You know, The Americans. And, of course, you know, a lot of off-Broadway stuff.
So you guys were aspiring actresses?
Well, no, we are professional actors.
We are professional actors. We're actresses. Okay.
We're,
yeah.
Members
yeah.
of Actors Equity yeah. and Screen Actors and Guild.
Pardon me, Guild. Yeah. You know, I should have done more
unions.
Research.
Yeah, no, that's okay. It's,
no, it's okay. Yeah. But we met doing an off-Broadway show, yeah. Tony and Tina's wedding.
That's Patty right. and Patty that's is right. so big that people have no idea.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, me and Rocco could confidently say we have no idea.
Yeah, I didn't mean like that. Oh, you're actresses?
Oh, no, no, I understand. I understand. I think that you're, we're so believable.
Your social media
that's a compliment.
Yeah.
That's a compliment.
The thing is, we always had it on our website that we were. But we would get these comments from people. Yeah. I would say, Juanita, you know, I think people think we're real.
Yeah, I mean, we have our bio up there
and everything.
So people
because
do.
People think we're real. And they're like, all right, you know.
I mean, I think not everybody's clicking on the website and sees our bio. So they're just watching Patty and Patty. Yeah. And as we put stuff up, we post things, that's what they're watching over and over again. So.
Yeah.
So the next thing for Patty and Patty, you think would be like a Broadway show or like sketch comedy?
From your mouth to God's ears. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're working on a few things. So
I can see that.
Awesome. Yeah.
Nice. Best of luck.
It's super entertaining to us.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I actually think we should have some fun and hopefully they could teach us some like Italian American slang words.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have a bunch.
Yeah.
I was hoping you could give us the meaning.
Oh, all
right. Sure. Go ahead.
Unless, you know, if there's something that we don't name, you could just spit it out there.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But, all right, so some Italian-American words.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a word.
All right.
One of you, or
you
both
tell us
of you.
What the definition?
You tell me and the viewers what it means.
All right.
All right, first one. Start easy. Scustamad.
Oh, it's like you're rude. You're rude.
I thought it was, Scustamad.
It's like
stupid,
a rude.
Right?
You're a rude stupid. Person. Scustamad. Yeah. You got no manners.
Give me an example how to use it.
Scustamad. You're scustamad. What are you doing? You're taking the food before you've been asked. You're scustamad.
Yeah.
Going into the refrigerator without asking.
Yeah,
that to
yeah,
me
exactly.
is the mortadavam.
Yeah, that's it.
Mortadavam.
Yeah, you're just
dying of hunger.
Dying of hunger. You're eating and eating. You're being a scustamad in front of
some
somebody.
Some gavun who's shoveling the food in before everyone even gets a chance.
Yeah.
You know?
he's
like
going for
that.
Seconds before somebody
no
has
first. No fala scustamad.
Yeah.
All right, so this one you used in a video, and I had no idea what this was.
All right.
Shambalata.
Oh,
Shambhala. That's all like, you know, you're all messed up.
Like seedy or like
yeah,
a neighborhood
you, you
of
put your pants on good. You got your blouses
your
all
wrinkled,
on.
I think
wrinkled.
Of Shambhala.
All Shambhala.
It's not Shangad? It's not the same
Shangad
thing?
Shangad is the same thing.
Like
Shangad's all messed up. Shangad is Shambhala. That's the same thing.
Have you ever heard Shambhala?
They're cousins.
Shangad. Shangad's too. I've heard that maybe. See, it depends on the dialect too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what you're
Shangad to
from.
Me is like someone's hungover.
Yeah, not, you can be like, Shangad, but you could also have your shirt. It's all Shangad.
Yeah, that's true.
Shambalad all over your hair's all over you. Shambalad. Yeah, I'm all Shambalad. I got to put my good shoes on. I don't want to go all Shambalad.
Yeah.
Mushad.
Mushad, mushy.
You know.
Like we make you boil, overboil the macaroni.
Overboil the spaghetti.
The mushad. But mushad
so
also means.
Sometimes like, you're mushad like this
someone's
too.
Someone's mushad like, could you put some effort
like
in? You're a little mushad.
You're all mushad. What's the matter? You're mushad today. I don't feel good.
You know.
Yeah. I don't feel good, Aunt Rose.
Yeah.
Right.
Strunz.
Oh, it's a little
a turd.
Shit.
It's a turd.
It's a little shit.
Little shit, yeah.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah, you're real strunz. You know that?
Yeah.
You
know. Su strunz, Allah. Why do they get su strunz?
Faccia galoop.
Bacigalup. Well, Bacigalup was what's Costello, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
Mr.
Yeah.
Bacigalup. Yeah. Bacigalup. I don't
is
know.
Bacigalup
is a made up one, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know
are you
Mr.
trying to
Bacigalup.
Test them?
I know Mr. Bacigalup from Abbott and Costello.
Yeah.
I made that one up.
Yeah, Bacigalup. That's what I mean. Bacigalup.
She knows more than I do because she speaks Italian, but I, you know.
Yeah, Bacigalup.
Yeah. Chooch.
Chooch.
Oh,
big dumpy
big
guy.
Jerky
big
guy. He don't know how to act.
Like a chooch.
We don't know
like
a chooch.
Another one, chooch.
You know, the, you know.
Real chooch.
Yeah.
Somebody you don't want to date. He's a chooch.
He's a chooch.
Well, like a jamook, you said.
Jamook. Same thing.
Same difference.
Gabish. You understand? You gabish?
Yeah, hey,
you
gabish, yeah, gabish.
You gabish? Yeah, you know?
I'm going to hit you in the head. Hey, gabish.
I don't know. That's the old, the mob
the
thing.
Mob.
Gabish. Like, watch him, you know?
Gabish.
Are there any words he missed? That we should
Gavon.
Know?
Or Gavone.
Gavone. Yeah. But Gavone is the way
we say it. What about my grandmother used to say, Lambazon? He's a Lambazon.
Lambazon.
Yeah, he's just kind of like standing there. He don't do nothing. He's lazy. Oh, he's a big Lambazon. My grandma.
I feel like I've seen that word.
Grandma Nonna Rosa used to say that. Lambazon. Yeah,
they're good for nothing.
What's su Lambazon, my grandmother used to say.
Yeah.
Mr. Fasso's Lambazon. What is he doing over there?
Okay, we're going to have some more fun now.
Okay.
Yeah. Italian spelling bee.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I ain't going to get this.
Oh, my Patty God. Patty ass is starting.
All right.
You got to start the Jeep. Huh? Start the Jeep.
Oh, start the Jeep.
Start the Jeep. Shut up.
But you got to start the Jeep.
Start the Jeep.
Start the Jeep.
Start the Jeep.
No, yeah. We have a friend that didn't know.
Oh, start the Jeep.
He start the Jeep.
He was just really mad.
He
goes, oh. Start the Jeep over
start
there.
Well, that's
Jeep.
Why my brother in law Kevin is. He hears something, and my sister goes, that's how he hears it. Start the Jeep. Yeah.
I'm starting it. I'm starting it.
Start the Jeep. Start the Jeep.
I don't know what you're talking
start
about.
Start the Jeep and start the Jeep.
Yeah. Start the Jeep. Right. Shut up.
Right.
Start the Jeep.
All right. Spelling.
Yeah.
Espresso.
Espresso. Espresso.
Ding, 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 ding.
She got it right.
Yeah.
All right, you're next. You got to beat her, though.
Okay.
Don't give her a hippopotamus or something.
Sfogliatelle.
Sfogliatelle. S-F-O. S-F-O.
You know, start the G.
Sfog. Sfogliat. E-L-L-A-A-E. Because Sfogliatelle.
A or E.
I'm sorry, incorrect. You could steal.
Oh, let me see.
You could steal
here.
Let
me see. Okay.
In all fairness, you should have like a pen and paper. So see what it looks like.
Okay. Sfogliatelle is S-F-O-G-L-I-A-T-E. L-L-E.
Bravo.
Okay, you got the L.
Two
I forgot
zero.
The L.
2-0. You said
I forgot
N.
The L, no, Patty. I said it.
You think I was going to
L is hard, though.
It's a hard
it
one.
It is hard.
That's a hard
you know
one.
It's you know not what? The L and not the N.
You know why? Because I spell it all the time when I do the Instagram posts.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
But espresso, did you think I was going to say espresso?
Please, like some say people.
Espresso.
Like those Shambalans say?
Yes.
You know, the Sfogliatelle, because sometimes the ny sound with the N, like a gnocchi, you know?
That's a hard one, though.
But there's no N in there.
No, Sfogliatelle. I was thinking the G-N, but I knew the L, but I forgot the L. All right, whatever.
That's all right. Next time. Brajol.
Oh.
For you.
For me?
Yeah.
B-R-A-C-C-I-O-L-E.
Incorrect. For the steal.
Brajoli. B-R-A. Wait a minute. Brajoli. B-R-A. C-C-I-O-L-E.
How many C's?
Two C's.
One C.
Is it with a S?
I thought it was.
No,
no S.
Two C's.
I thought it was C. Two C's.
Brajol.
Brajol.
It's one C.
B-R-A-C-I-O-L-E. All
right.
Brajoli.
You had the steal and you said the same thing.
No, I wasn't sure. Oh, well.
All right. Mortadella.
Mortadella. M-O-R-T-A-D-E-L-L-A.
Bravo.
Yeah. Two to one.
I know my mortadella.
Whoever gets three.
All right.
Manicotti.
Okay. M. A-N-I-C-O-T-T-I.
Love
That's
it.
That's it.
I love it.
Got
beautiful.
It, Patty.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Listen,
Sister Margalotta would be proud of you.
Thank you. I won the spelling bee, sister.
This is it. What do you
Did
get?
I get an A?
A new catechism.
My grandmother, my nana, my nana Benedetta
there you
made
go.
The best money goat you ever had in your life.
That's right.
Well,
That's
speaking right. of Nonna, I know a lot of your content is actually some of Nonna's advice that she gave to you. Can you both give us some words of wisdom or to the young ladies out there, some of Nonna's advice that you can share with
I
them.
Do,
yeah.
So before we get into that, do you guys have like a nice niece or something for me?
We got to find one. My niece is married.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's married.
I'm not too jealous.
I got to ask if she's got any friends.
I'll ask around.
Where's a good place to find a nice girl nowadays?
I would say
Hang out in Little Italy in the supermarkets when they go out and shop for the mothers.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
They all do the Uber Eats now.
You know what? In the grocery store, that's where you got
to
meet
people. You
got to
go to Target, bro.
Yeah? What aisle in the grocery store would you say? Like
wherever you are.
Oh, the fresh mozzarella section?
You know what? If you're going to go to the fresh produce and then you go to the deli, you know?
Okay.
Stuff like that. Where the breads are.
Yeah.
You talk to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, they don't make girls like they used to, though.
I think the best way to meet people is to do things that you love and meet like-minded people.
That's right. That's right.
You don't think it's opposites attract?
Well, yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but you could be opposites but still enjoy doing a particular activity or sport.
That's
You know, you go to the theater, whatever.
And just be open, say hello and smile. Mm. People don't smile anymore. Everybody's on the phones.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
And I think if give people advice, like for young women, to give advice, value yourself.
That's right.
Because if you don't value yourself, nobody else will.
That's right. And you got to be happy with yourself. You really do. I know that's a cliche.
But it ain't.
But nobody can really make you happy.
No.
Because you can be head over heels in love, and then that's not going to last the way it did in the beginning. And then when you're married 10 years, you can't wait for that person to make you happy. You got to do what you're doing. So you are happy, and that person's happy, and you're happy together.
Yeah.
That's good dating advice.
Yeah.
You said that's one, it was like, and I forgot the words in Italian, but it was men thinking with the wrong head.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How do you say
that?
That's it.
They think with the wrong head.
Well, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, there was no Italian phrase for that.
No, that's, no. My grandmother used to say that they think with the wrong head.
Yeah, right.
Well, which head is that?
Oh, figure it out.
Hey, this is not X-rated, right?
That's an old school, like.
Yeah, he thinks with the wrong head, that
that's
one.
That's right.
There's not enough blood to
both. You said your nonna used to say, when you cook, you have to share it.
Oh, yeah. When you cook, you got to share it. So do, se tu c'hai qualcosa per mangiare, dalla qualcuna di se no di strozzo, or else you're going to choke. Yeah. You always share what you got to eat, or else you're going to choke.
But is it just food, or is it figurative? Like,
no, it's like food. It's like mostly like food, you know? You share, because if you got something, you don't eat it all yourself. You share it.
Yeah.
Or else you're going to choke on it.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
It's true. Now, my dad used to tell me a story when he was growing up, because he grew up in Italy over there, and really poor town, and then this one kid of his, like one of the neighbors had chocolate, like a bar of chocolate, and then like my dad said that he was just like, I look at the chocolate, and the kid didn't offer him a piece, and like that's a big deal too. Like
if it is,
if you have something, and
it's
so
like on. When you go inside somebody's house, the Italians always go, come on, sit down, you want something to eat, want something to drink? You go somebody's house, they don't offer you a cup of coffee, they don't offer you a glass of water. What the hell is that? Then you come home. My father used to come home and say, you didn't even ask me for a cup of coffee. Yeah. And my mother used to say, not everybody's like us, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's the way it is.
No, Italians, God forbid, you know?
It's different. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's like, you know, you scumbari.
Well,
if you
it's
don't
just part
ask,
of the, that's another one, scumbari.
You know? Yeah, but you guys, when we walked in, you guys, you want water, you want coffee, you want something, you know?
We're going to get
that
a sandwich.
That was really
after.
Nice. We're going to get a sandwich. I like that.
I feel back in the day, every family had like a little box of Entenmann's in the corner for when company came.
Everybody did.
Yeah.
Everybody did. You always had
the Entenmann's.
That was the emergency. The emergency coffee cake.
The crumb coffee
just
cake.
In
that's
case.
The go-to, right? The crumb cake?
Yes.
The crumb cake, yeah.
Yep, the crumb cake. And just in case. But my mother always had pizzelles. I always got pizzelles in the house. You know, she always had some pizzelles. In case somebody comes over. That's the whole thing.
My grandmother was such an amazing baker. She used to make all the breads and stuff for the whole family, my mother told me.
Oh, so good.
So she could take an old shoe and put it in a pot and make it taste good. And I wish that I had those recipes. I had written them down when I was old enough to really.
Yeah.
Because I remember helping her make them when I was a little girl because she had arthritis. So I was used to. Mm-hmm. Do the batter for her.
She probably loved that to
but,
help
yeah,
you help
but,
her.
Man, she never measured anything. She just
never.
Did it. And her cakes were so light.
Yeah.
I think I tried making it once. I tried remembering it. It came like a lead. It was like a brick. I wish
it's
got to
be
down,
just
you know?
Right. My mother makes the pizzelles. They're so great. She puts just enough. She doesn't measure anything. Mm. She's just pouring. And then she makes her biscotti with the almonds. Oh, my God. It's so good. Anything. She makes like a sponge cake. With this great like cream, chocolate cream, vanilla cream, and grenadine. She soaks the grenadine, but it's like light. It's like an angel food. It's so, I don't know how she gets a consistency. All these different cookies,
my
you know, the holiday times,
make, my,
I love it.
One of my favorite memories, my grandmother, because of the Italians, they never wasted nothing.
Nothing.
They never waste anything. She would make a homemade pie, And you know when you cut around the crust, there's always those little things
you
in the crust.
You save it and do something.
She would roll them out. She'd put cinnamon and sugar on them, roll them up, and bake them in the oven. She would call them rolling pins.
Yeah, there you go.
And I was 3 years old. And I would love those. My grandma, I mean, I would beg her to make the rolling pins.
And then
you'd
eat them.
Rolling pins.
And then you'd never wasted anything.
I like that more than the pie.
Yeah.
You know? You but know, it's just stuff like that.
You know, they make, when they make the Italian homemade pasta, you know, sometimes you get, when you're making the raviolis, you get the ends of the pasta.
Yeah, when you roll
it. And then, and they call that lionel. Lionel, because they make them, they make them at Carnevale. Yeah. And so you get the pasta strips with the little things on them from the ravioli thing, and you have
So good, nice and thick.
Oh my God, it's so good.
What else do you guys want to tell people that watch this podcast? What's one thing we should know about you guys?
We just thank you to all our fans. Yeah. We definitely want to say that.
We
thank
do.
You to all our
and
fans.
And we're really humbled sometimes when
we really
people
appreciate
do
it.
Come up to us.
So, like, some things to look out for is definitely seeing you guys do some kind of show, sketch comedy show or something.
Yeah, we hope so in the future. Yes, absolutely. Keep watching all our IG and TikTok.
And check us out on YouTube, too, because we have a lot of long-form videos.
Yes.
Oh, really?
From back in the day.
That's right.
Because, you know, when we first started, YouTube was the thing. Then it kind of morphed into TikTok because the creators like us were always
short, and they wanted
went
shorter.
Into TikTok. It just that's the way it went. And then we took off on TikTok. But I think like some of our best stuff is on YouTube.
Yeah, we have like Desperately Seeking Bruce, where we go look for Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, they're like longer form videos. Yeah. They run like 5 minutes.
It's great.
Now it's going back to YouTube, believe it
or not. Well, with the shorts and stuff, And God knows what's going to happen
with
TikTok. But
we don't know.
This is gonna, I mean, in a year, it's going to be something else. There'll be some other platform.
It'll still be here.
It'll become something.
I don't think it's got going on.
Love it. Guys, make sure to follow Patty and Patty on social media. Rock. Anything else before we go?
I just want to thank you ladies for coming by.
Oh,
thank you so much for having us.
Really,
it's fabulous.
I wanted to wrap because I know it's time.
We really feel so good.
The store actually closed at 8, so I got to call.
I got to get that sandwich. I'm getting hungry.
Thank you, ladies,
so much.
Thank you. Where are you going to go?
What are you going to do?
Oh.
Hey, watch Growing Up Italian. That's what you got to do.
That's it. They're the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it.
Take care.